There were more than 4 million on-the-job injuries in 2006. Unions say some of them may have been prevented if workers were supplied with the correct safety gear. In 1999, OSHA proposed a rule requiring employers to pay for the equipment. But labor groups say the Bush administration refused to enact the rule, so the AFL-CIO sued. Now the Labor Department is forcing OSHA to adopt it. Peg Seminario is the union safety and health director. She says it makes sense for employers to buy the equipment because they know exactly which type to buy.
Hard hats, chemical protective suits, the use of metal mesh gloves in the meatpacking industry.
But employees will still have to pay for boots or shoes that can be worn off the job. Prescription eyewear is also exempt. Seminario says most employers already buy such equipment.
But some don't, and particularly for, for workers in some of the low-wage industries where employers try and shift that cost. And so, you know, the cost of this safety equipment can be in the, the hundreds of dollars, but it also will save lives. I mean, the Labor Department estimates that this will prevent 21,000 serious injuries every year.
The rule is also expected to save more than $200 million in medical costs yearly. It goes into effect in 6 months. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.